WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Book critic Maureen Carrigan says that to cure the February blahs, a good thriller beats a trip to Cancun any day. She's got three to recommend to you.
February is the month when we bookworms don't need to invent excuses in order to stay inside for hours and hours of reading. What bliss! And to have a good thriller within arm's reach? Why, that's very heaven. The three new thrillers I'm recommending all boast celestially inspired titles. A fitting coincidence, since they offer the kind of reading experience that makes the doldrums of winter divine. Basilica is a superb suspense story set in the Vatican that features a plot as deliciously over the top as those uniforms the Swiss guards wear. Our hero narrator is Brother Paul, an ex-Miami homicide cop turned friar who now works as an unofficial Vatican fixer. Through flashbacks, we learn that in his cop days, Brother Paul became friends with a Latin American cardinal who spearheaded a crusade against drug smugglers. Now, that cardinal is Pope Pius XIII, nicknamed Treddy by the Italian press. Treddy is still a renegade, rather reminiscent of Pope Anthony Quinn in The Shoes of the Fisherman. Except that this pope is threatened not only by churchly schisms, but by revenge-seeking Colombian crime lords. Think of Basilica as The Shoes of the Fisherman with Uzis. William D. Montalbano, who wrote Basilica, was a foreign correspondent for nearly 40 years before his death in 1998, and his journalist's eye for detail enhances his story. Montalbano also gives us something rare in all but the best thrillers, characters who are as complex as the plots that ensnare them. Treddy, like Brother Paul, is wickedly but somehow plausibly irreverent. Referring to his new bodyguard, Treddy says, "I've got a new personal assistant, a priest no less, who apparently knows 46 ways to kill with a communion wafer." A real pope who talked like that would indeed be a miracle. Robert Harris is also pretty adept at making the unthinkable seem possible. Remember, this is the guy who arranged for the Nazis to win World War II in his best-selling first thriller, Fatherland. Unlike good Pope Treddy, however, the creature Harris envisions in Archangel would be more at home in hell than in the Vatican. Harris's premise is ingenious, but honor prevents me from disclosing the identity of his mystery brute. Meanwhile, there are plenty of other things to praise about Archangel, starting with its innocent man caught in a web of intrigue plot. A 40-ish British historian named Fluke Kelso is attending an academic symposium in Russia. After delivering his conference paper, Kelso is waylaid by an old man who tells a strange tale about a hidden oilskin notebook belonging to Stalin. Kelso then does what only one academic in a million would do. He deliberately misses his plane home, and after unearthing the notebook, heads off into Russia's frozen wastes to confront the horrible secret it reveals. Archangel is politically informed and atmospheric. Its final eerie section, where Kelso and an ally are pursued through snow by a monster, is reminiscent of the apocalyptic ending of Frankenstein. Unlike Mary Shelley's creature, however, Harris's Hulk deserves his sorry fate. Philip Kerr's The Second Angel is another extraordinary what-if story. Like Kerr's earlier eccentric novel, A Philosophical Investigation, The Second Angel interweaves sci-fi, philosophy, and suspense. Set in the year 2069, The Second Angel imagines an Earth where all but the fortunate few have been poisoned with a fatal blood virus. Vamping, the crime of murdering the uninfected and draining and selling their blood, is rampant. To protect themselves, the aristocracy of the healthy bank their blood in fortresses on the moon. When a designer of one of these high-tech fortresses, a man named John Dallas, becomes a target of his own company's assassin, he retaliates by assembling a Mission Impossible-type team of outcasts to help him rob the very blood fortress he designed. I think of Philip Kerr as the sci-fi guy to read for those of us who don't like sci-fi. He wisely relegates a lot of his space-age details to elaborate footnotes, and his stories, including this one, are such an intellectual kick to read that they seduce even us technophobic old English majors. Like H.G. Wells, who called his famous tales scientific romances, Kerr imbues his dystopian novels of science and suspense with a grand melancholy that will haunt readers long into spring.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University.